Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hello. We are back. Another brilliant episode of Feeling Good with Duddy lie ahead. We've got an amazing guest. He's been on before. He was part of our live show. His name's Tom Whalen. He's hilarious. But before that, here he is, the long-haired one, Duddy B.
Woo! That's right. We are back. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Just got done. This is our second one we're doing
today.
It's
a double day.
It's a double
day. We're having a day.
We just got done with our good friend Rome. You mm-hmm. probably heard that episode a couple weeks ago, right when that our friends and family tour just got started. And when you're listening to this one, I'm guessing it's going to be like right towards the end of it.
You'll be like 3 weeks
into
it.
Yeah, it's a short tour. It's only about a little over 3 weeks long. So I think this one, you know, is a couple weeks after Rome's episode. So
thanks to everyone to come out all the shows.
It's been a great tour.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for everyone coming out. The shows have been amazing. And it's never been happier with the crowds. Thank you, guys.
Never been happier with the crowds.
Most of the crowds were such good-looking people.
Super hot.
But no, seriously. So yeah, tour starts in a week from right now, and super excited. So at this point, when you're listening, I hope I am thrilled, and I hope I am saying thank you, guys, for the amazing shows. Other than that, you heard Jake. We have another amazing guest. He is a stand-up comedian. He is a roast master. He was with us when we did our live charity show. And if you remember, he said, I look like Motley Jew. He did. He said
it. And you do.
He is a good friend of the show. Welcome, Tom Whalen.
Oh, what's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, you guys were like, I got there that day. And like, I don't know you guys that well, you know, yet. So it's hard for me to like be like, how hard can I go with these guys? But I walked in, I said, what's up to you guys? And you guys were like, we're scared, but go as hard as you want. And
I was like, all right, be horrible. That's funny with a roaster. Obviously, if you're roasting other comedians, you guys know. But if you're just roasting people.
And I try not to be like an asshole when I roast people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't try to say things that like are actually mean. It's just like what people look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to.
And
you gotta
what?
Be a little tiny.
It is, but you know, we grew up, you know, with lots of close friends making fun of each other, and then we both, you know, toured in bands and still, you know, still do things where we're constantly around people. And he's a barber now and in the barber.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest shit talk.
So we're just constantly around people who are making fun of each other, so we're used to it. But some people aren't. They don't have that.
No,
so some
definitely
people
not.
You fucking blast them like you would when you're buddies, and you can tell. You're like, oh man, like, I just hurt this guy's feelings.
Yeah,
and then you pull back on that person.
Like, Jake, you kind of look like one of the kids from the cartoon Recess, all grown up right now. Like, that's just the vibe I get.
I do.
Is that your guys' brand, Cutlass?
It is.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I was looking at it. Yeah.
Before you leave here today, our warehouse is just right
oh, dude,
in the same parking lot.
I will wear anything you guys.
We'll go lace you guys up.
Hell
we'll
yeah.
Lace you up for sure.
No, I'm basically the size of two people, so you can say you guys. See, I roast myself too.
There you go.
You know what? I am losing weight though. I'm doing keto.
Nice.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
It's not fun, but
it's not.
So, you know,
you actually are?
I actually am. I've been cheating a lot the last couple days, but it's like,
so it's like Cheeto.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Which I've been eating Cheetos. But no, it's just like all meat and cheese, which is awesome. But like, if you think about it, bread, think of how much bread you eat.
Yeah.
Or just carbs in general. Like, you have to cut all of that out.
You have to cut it all out. My wife did keto for a bit, and I remember I was trying to do it with her. I will admit, though, it was like you do feel good when you're like sticking to it, and you're definitely losing weight, like, for sure.
I lost about 12 to 15 right now.
Nice.
Which is just like all in my dick, you know.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
My
dick is tiny.
Smaller?
It used to be huge.
Yeah,
and now it's tiny. Do keto.
Yeah. So
that would be the worst advertisement for keto ever.
That's like a Jack quote. You're like, wait, what?
His son says things.
Yeah, we got one for today.
I could just drop a Jack quote right now.
Dude, just do it. We don't have a drop yet for it, so just anytime you want.
My son just says things where he's like dead serious, but like they're amazing. And and earlier today it was Rome's episode, and I'll tell you which it was. The quote was, "Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?" So that was that
you're
episode.
Like, almost,
on a scale,
almost,
right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's hilarious.
So this is today's Jack quote, which is fucking amazing, and it's one of the most inspirational things you're ever going to hear. The real question is, never give up.
Oh my god,
the real question is never give up.
Yeah.
Question mark.
That's a t-shirt,
dude. He said that we were
that'll
actually
fuck with someone at Starbucks, dude, in line going,
the real
oh,
question is never. Dot dot dot
never
give
up.
Up
you have to get to the back.
Like, wait, what? So we were on vacation, actually, and we were out in Bass Lake, and we were on a boat, and he was just jumping off over and over again. One time, he stood up on top of the boat, and he said, "The real question is never give up." And he jumped off the boat.
Oh, dude, that visual makes it so much better.
Do you think he's gonna try to do comedy?
He
sounds like a pretty funny
fucking
kid.
People
yeah,
you'll ever meet. This kid is fucking hilarious. He really is,
and like on purpose. Like he, you know, it's not like, oh, he's a funny kid. No, he's like trying to make you laugh, and he does.
He's
so hilarious. He could. You never know. He's an entertainer.
He can do a deadpan. Yeah, entertainer. It runs in the goddamn family, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit for me. Yeah.
Could be.
This is great. I love how you're showing the picture. I don't know if the viewers can see it on the TV, my Instagram.
Or they
picture.
Can. Make sure that pops up onto the YouTube feed. So
I love how popular I am. I have 66 likes, and the only comment is from my 72-year-old Persian coworker.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Nardos.
Nice. Nardos. Shout out to Nardos. You know what? If you're listening to this, I want you guys, if you're listening, to go follow Nardos59 and just start liking all his shit.
Say, dude, I loved you on the Feeling Good with Duddy show.
Just,
what?
Tell him that he's my new manager and that he has to book gigs for me.
Yeah.
Nardos.
We want Tom for a wedding.
Oh, look at Jay Soogie. Liked it.
Does Nardos have an accent?
Yep.
I want him to.
Yes, he's like, bro.
Nice.
He kind of is like this, too. He's kind of like Luigi, like a Persian Luigi.
That's exactly what I wanted Nardos to sound. I was like, please.
Dude, I want to fucking meet Nardos.
Bro, I saw you on Feeling Good, bro.
One time he was like, hey, you want to go get lunch? And I was like, yeah, sure, Nardos. I'll go get lunch with you. We walk to a place two doors down, and we get lunch, and he's just like, okay, so who's going to pay? I was like, well,
Nardos.
I mean, how about we both pay? And he goes, okay.
Fucking pulled up Nardos' Instagram. Oh,
look at Nardos.
Nardos, just the blurriest picture. That's just the blurriest picture of all time.
Nardos. For the listeners,
he's a really nice guy,
Nardos
though.
He's a really good-looking guy. Like, what do you say, 55, 60?
He's like 70.
Oh, he's 70.
He's 70.
Jesus, he looks great.
He's the oldest person
at Nardos went and got that chick right there. Oh,
dude,
or something.
Nardos.
Nardos.
Hey,
I'm surprised you can't see me in the picture. That's like,
Nardos gets it.
Nardos is slick, dude. He's slim. He's in shape. He looks like he does 5Ks. He's dark and he's tan, but he's got that cool silver fox gray hair. He's
in the lean,
killing
when
it.
He stands, he leans.
Oh, Nardos, you legend. Who's that chick with him? I gotta know.
One time. Another guy that works there, he's Armenian, his name's Harry, and they're on teams, like team A, team B, and I call team A, which is the team they're on, Harry Nardos.
Nice.
Harry Nardos.
Oh my god, dude. The fucking all-star team of Harry Nardos.
We're at lunch and I was just talking, shooting the shit, and like, you know, he was just asking me about my life, and he was like, do you know any porn stars? I was like, I do, actually. I know quite a few. Like, I used to do this thing where it was like a comedy sketch show where I had porn stars on, and he was like, oh, because I am looking for a massage. And
no.
I was like, you know, you don't get porn stars for that. You get, you know, prostitutes or masseuses. You can just get a masseuse.
That's adorable. Nardos thought that that was the direct connection. You have to find a porn star to get
I need a massage.
Nardos.
No, I really do like, I really do like those guys a lot. So they're,
Harry and Nardos, fucking, here we go. Check it out. What? Standing over Harry.
Hey!
And Nardos, the fucking all-star sales pitch team at Harry Ford.
Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Willie J.
We can see you in the break room. You know what it is. Nardos. Dude, how did we get there? What is that?
Know.
That's what you do? You sell cars?
I don't sell cars, no. I do social media for them, and I basically just, like, when I want to make extra money, make calls for people to come in. If they come in, I make money. So,
nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a day job. Los Angeles is a fucking cold bitch that never takes her foot off of your neck. And you got to always, because I do better than most. Like, I definitely, you know, book more than I would say. Probably I'm in like the top 10%. I would say in LA, not counting like guys touring, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for like booking comedy.
For
gigs.
Booking gigs, so, and getting paid. And, I get paid a good amount of the times, not all the times, and, like, you know, doing stuff. But dude, it's still like you have to get, not only just get on TV, you have to stay on TV.
Wow.
To really be like, I'm full time. Yeah. Comedy down.
We talked about that a couple episodes
ago. It's expensive to live in LA too.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you got to.
That's what I'm
saying.
Never
gets cheaper. It keeps going the other way.
Oh, my rent just went up. Yeah.
Every year's more.
Yeah.
Even out here, every year, if you're renting.
I love Orange County.
It's super nice.
Love it.
Plenty of parking, wide streets.
It's great. Yeah.
Everything's on a grid, hard to get lost. It's easy.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
There's a comedy scene blowing up too, a little bit. It's growing. I mean, probably not, you know. I don't know.
Not as big as LA.
I mean, LA has a million places, but it's getting bigger out here.
Orange County has a nice comedy scene.
You know what? I have an opportunity that might be coming up doing warm up for The Soup. The Soup came back.
Who's going to be the host?
So it's Jade Catapretta, who's. I wouldn't call her a friend of mine. We've been on shows together, and we've run into each other where, like, if she sees me, she'll go, you know, hi. Mm-hmm. And then, but Mike Lawrence, who's my roast battle, he's my. Sensei, you know, like I model myself. No, he's just, he won season one. Mike Lawrence. He's just this big bearded, like, admittedly autistic, but also hilarious.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He looks like a Muppet, like a homeless Muppet. You know what I mean?
Mike Lawrence, if you guys could, from the
Mike Lawrence, yeah. But he's a writer on it, and then another friend of mine works on it. So they there's Mike.
Yes. Dude, seen him a bunch of times. Yep. Okay, cool, perfect. Oh, I know who we're talking about.
Yeah, he just has that, like, autistic lumberjack vibe.
Yeah, full lumberjack face.
Yeah. His hair's, how can someone's beard become so curly?
It's just entangled. Yeah, for the listeners, you guys can look up Mike Lawrence. But we got, like, he looks like from the nose up, he's in Weezer. And from the nose down, he fucking lives in Portland and he chops down trees. And that probably has a goat cheese farm, you know, or something like that.
Very, very accurate.
Yeah, that's exactly Mike Lawrence. And he's hilarious.
He looks like he runs a glory hole in Portland.
Piss fetish?
Yeah, but he's one of my... I watched him. I started watching him when I was really getting into roast battle. And it's just the way he sets... It's the way he sees the world. So what he would do is he would look at you two guys. And he would say, where have I seen this before? Mm-hmm. This exact... You know, this looks like a dispute at a tattoo shop between the owner and the, you know, artist or whatever. You know, it's just like, where have I seen this before? Mm-hmm. And that's what he's great at. He sees the world and this is what I do now, in this, like, lens of memory. Where did I see this before? And that's how he roasts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it is hard always come up with shit. That's funny. That's a technique.
Well, like, I look at you, like, you have the beanie on, you have the sweater on, and, you know, like, rolled up like you're on the playground. That's why I said you look like you're from the cartoon Recess. You know what I mean?
I do.
And, like, Duddy, you know, you kind of look...
too easy.
No, I mean, like, you look like... Did you watch The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Do you remember that episode where they, like, the Tall Tales episode where they ran into Hobo Joe or whatever?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm Hobo Joe. Yeah. Someone wash my back. You have serious Hobo Joe vibes.
I'll fucking take Hobo Joe.
No, I mean, it's such a level. You know, I look back. I was watching The Simpsons recently. I look back. They have influenced me so much as a comedic mind. It's insane.
I think, like, the... just comedy, like, for television. You know? They were really like the first ones that were started to kind of step out of the boundaries.
Yes.
It wasn't crazy now that when once like Family Guy and South Park and all that came out.
South Park changed everything.
South Park changed everything. And then, but at the time, like, The Simpsons was kind of as gnarly as it got.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Bart was like a bad kid, but he was cool. So I remember being a kid and thinking like, oh, it's cool to be the prankster and the shit talker. And the 80s. Was like, it was cool, like the leather jacket and I'm a fucking dick and those were the cool guys. I feel like a lot of the stuff nowadays, all the kids are super nice in it and children are like way more polite than I feel like we were when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because we looked up to Bart Simpson. You were supposed to be an asshole and ruin someone's day a little
bit. Yeah. Oh, prank phone calls? You know? I kind of want to, like, we should do prank phone calls together.
Oh my God.
That is what I'm known for.
Fucking Jerky Boys.
Oh, the Jerky Boys.
We would just listen for
Oh my God. Saul Rosenberg.
I'll bring my shoes so I have them.
Lawn chairs.
Just so much good
you
shit.
You kicked my dog. You fucking you fucking guy.
Can we fucking prank call someone?
Yes, I will prank phone call. You know what I use? You know who I always prank? I always do QVC. The Shop at Home Network. All right, I'm gonna dial them up.
New segment.
I'm sure we can't get in trouble for this.
No. Because here's the loophole. They record their audio, so you're technically by law allowed to also record it.
Nice. All right, fair.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a company.
Could you do me a favor, Jake? Sure. Could you pull up the YouTube live of QVC so I know what product they're selling?
We can do that right here.
Oh, let's do it. Oh my God, this is great. The perfect setup for this.
Wait, you're gonna. No, this isn't gonna happen right now.
What is it? Real Good Foods Parmesan Chicken Crust. Okay,
for the listeners, you gotta go to YouTube for this episode. We're playing it, and he's calling them.
It's live. This is live.
There's two people cooking.
All right, it's at
800. Do they pick your call up?
No, not live, but the
Oh, you're gonna talk to him about this?
I'm gonna like order this, but make it really difficult on the person.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. You know what I mean?
So, which voice do you want to hear? I have a couple.
Nardos.
Oh, should I order?
No.
Is Nardos so too amazing? Like, I might snip it out?
Teddy, who's a Cameroonian
let's hear
guy.
Ted.
This is Teddy. And the thing about Teddy is that he has such a good passing deep down inside that no one wants to hang up on him. So I can say whatever it is that I want. And they just go ahead and do it.
I love Teddy.
Okay, we're doing Teddy.
Dude, Teddy's fucking great. Okay. So they are trying to sell some sort of Parmesan chicken recipe, and Teddy,
he wants some. Welcome to QVC's automated ordering.
Oh, not automated.
To order M62, please stay on the line for the next available team.
Yo, that zero button,
this call
dude
may be monitored for quality purposes.
Who's this weird Christopher Walken looking dude?
I don't know. A lot of makeup on this guy.
Good afternoon, my name is Robert. What shot am I to order?
Hello, Robert. My item number is M623-86, and it is the chicken. It is the crusted chicken.
Okay. All right, the Parmesan chicken crust pizza. Right.
Yes. I have a couple questions before we go further, because there are things about this. I look at it. It's delicious. It's cheesy. It is melty, and it is good. But I think about it. What kind of carbohydrates are there inside of this? Before I go any further, I need to know about this.
Let's see here. So the three cheese, it gives me that.
What kind of cheeses are they? What? Talking Parmesan?
It's Parmesan, but yeah, let's see.
Asiago cheese, maybe Brie cheese as they're in there.
I'm going to have to look online because it doesn't tell me. One moment.
Okay. Anyways, too much about business. How is your day?
Oh, not too bad.
Are you working hard or are you hardly working?
No, I'm working pretty good today.
Oh, pretty good. I'm pretty good too.
A lot better than yesterday. Yesterday was extremely busy.
Oh no, what happened? What happened yesterday?
It was just busy all day.
What was the problem?
I was free shipping for everything yesterday.
No. So then, are you trying to tell me that today it is free shipping as well?
No. I mean, on food it is, but...
So yes, on this, because yeah, this is food?
That's true.
Yeah, oh my goodness, what a lucky day. I knew that God was shining his special light on me when I woke up this morning.
Well, that's good. All right.
I do. I look at this. I look at this and the way that when they pinch their fingers, it squishes down like a little, like a frog in the ocean. And I, oh, you know about this. And I want to touch it and I want to eat it before I buy it though. Where can I find this to try it?
Not sure, to tell the truth. All right, so this one has mozzarella.
Ah, the best cheese, yes.
And cheddar, actually.
Cheddar. I actually think I am allergic to cheddar.
Yeah, it does say cheddar.
Oh, my goodness. Is there any way that we could go in there and maybe switch it in there for something other than that, like pepper jack?
No, can't do it. Can't change it, unfortunately.
Is there anything that can be done?
No. So that's the three cheese one. Now, if you get the Supreme...
Whoa, wait a second here. Wait just one moment. I am seeing now on the screen something that I've never seen before. What is this? This is a, like a, it looks like a cheese and double cheese, double stacker.
For the listeners, there's a new treat on the screen.
Oh my goodness, and the chicken tacos are made with chicken. I would take one of all of these. Are you there?
Yeah, and your name?
It is Teddy. T-E-D-D-Y.
Okay.
Slauson. Teddy Slauson. And then, but I can't buy this if it has cheddar in it. I would die.
Yeah, well, it has cheddar, so.
Well, I have to say that this has been a journey that we have taken together. I want to thank you for your time. I thank you for your effort and make sure that you know that you have done a wonderful day today with me today.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Okay, kisses for the night.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, let it fall.
Oh my God, fucking Teddy. Teddy is a real person.
We've done so the day Donald Trump was elected, we were calling like the polling places and pretending to be Teddy because I'm like non-political because I like to make fun of everybody, so I don't like to like ever really devote anything to anyone. So he loved Hillary. So we called, and I swear to God, they kept us on the line for a half an hour talking to us.
Oh,
and I was just talking about how there were Trump supporters that were calling me, saying that I was going to die from a nuclear bomb. Like, I was just saying, like, and he was eating a potato salad with a potato chip. It was just weird. But 30
and they
minutes
were concerned
of that,
or fake concerned?
They just thought they believed me. They just believed everything
like
I did.
Teddy, no.
They were sir, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you had to run into that.
What was that guy's name? Was that Robert? Who was that?
I can't remember. Oh. I blanked it out.
I was going to say Robert again, but maybe that's just because of all the alpha brain Robert stories. That was great.
Thank
that
you. Yeah,
you're right about Teddy. Nobody wants to be mean to him because he seems like just the nicest dude ever.
And he gives his own version of love to everybody he meets.
It's like, but that person who I think it was, he's exhausted at the end of it.
Yeah.
You could hear it. He was like, I don't know what to do. Well, it has the cheese in it.
Yeah. So you take it or leave it.
It has the cheddar. We already talked about the cheddar.
Oh, wow. My God. Did not know that that was going to happen. That was not part of it.
I didn't know it was
going to
happen either.
About.
That was fucking great.
Holy
I had so much anxiety
balls.
During that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like watching like a thriller. You're like, you have to watch, but you're like uncomfortable.
And we know that Teddy's not going to buy anything.
Scott just wasting this guy's time.
Teddy and I both like had our eyes closed for the first 45
like
seconds.
Closing my eyes helps. I can't see fucking
nothing.
Dude, we had like 300 prank phone calls me and my friend, and his phone got like destroyed, and we lost all of them.
Oh, you recorded them all.
Oh, and they were so funny, dude. If you thought that was even a little bit funny, imagine some of them were like the funniest thing I feel like I've ever done.
God damn it.
Oh, and we lost them all. It's just so funny.
You can't recreate it. It's not like anything, you know, it's in the moment. You gotta get the
recreate
right,
it.
It takes two. You got to have the right person pick up the phone, too.
Yes.
Totally.
You know?
100%.
Some people just ain't having it. They're like, yeah, click, whatever.
Bye-bye, Teddy.
Yeah.
Look at this silver fox right here.
Oh, I'm thinking about dying it, dude.
Let's study for the listeners. Give them a description of what you're seeing right here. We're looking at Faith Tom Whalen. It's on Instagram. That's what you want to go follow.
So my
he's got a picture up.
I'm gonna attempt the roast here. My first thoughts here were Wolverine's cousin, Volgarine.
Volverine.
Oh, there you go.
Really into it.
That was a puss. There you go. Yeah, I look like Wolverine if he ate all the rest to the X-Men. Or like lost his like healing powers, his regenerative powers.
Depressed Wolverine.
That's what Wolverine never figured out how to use his claws.
Just use them for eating.
Yeah, just as forks. That's good. That is good. Who used his spikes as forks? I'm leaving.
Yeah. Like this.
Do me. Yeah. We got to be fair. We got to pull up some pictures of Duddy and I that were just being asshats.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of them out there. There you go. He's on the search. This is an episode that is best served on YouTube for you guys, and it'll be there. Fuck's sake.
Oh, jeez.
Describe it, guys.
Isn't it your comment, though? You laughed. It's the blue steel.
They're on my page right now, and I did some things the other day.
Is that your blue steel?
That's my blue steel.
Zoolander blue steel.
The Zoolander blue steel.
You look like you own an art gallery that only showcases, like, flaccid penises.
It's art.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a snake skin?
Yeah, dude, it's a guy at my barbershop. He ordered it. He's like obsessed with Nicolas Cage, and he saw this looks like a Nick Cage jacket.
How have you guys not had him on yet? He's obsessed with Nicolas Cage?
He's in a band, too. He'd be a good guest, so maybe we will.
Maybe
but
we will have
I just
to.
Jake, you kind of look like Nicolas Gage there.
Like I'm super gay?
Like a gay Nick Cage, okay?
Damn it.
Listen, I also just want to say, hey, nothing wrong with it if you are. Just making jokes, okay? Yeah. I don't want to come across
you
as homophobic.
You should have heard what he was saying we turned the...
We got to get these Nick Gages out of here. Ruining L.A.
Oh God. Duddy, is that you or is that Jake?
That's Jake? That's Dutto, dude.
Yes,
Duddy. Dude, for the listeners. We got Duddy.
God,
can my teeth be any bigger?
we got skinny young Duddy. Just skinny young Duddy.
Skinny young Duddy pretty much said I'm fat right now.
Holding a birthday cake. His long curly hair hasn't set all the way in yet, so he's got an ear length fro.
Oh my God.
Looking like an actual Q-tip. Like literally, that's perfect.
You look like my Auntie Linda.
you look like if Ellen DeGeneres grew her hair out a bit.
I look like like a young version of the mom from the 70s show.
Yes. Oh, bro, you look like you're about to fuck that cake. You look like you're in a sequel to American Pie called Orange County Cake.
And I'm sure that's probably a reggae-colored cake, but it looks like the Italian flag or something, or Mexico.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a red, green, and white.
My Rasta cake.
Yeah. Rasta cake. Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Threw this cake in from Jamaica.
Look at our old front door. You want to roast something. Where the fuck were we living?
Oh, my God. Oh. Apparently at an Italian woman in fucking Revere, Massachusetts.
Oh, that shirt I'm wearing, that's your old band, Jake.
That is. He's got an HB Surround Sound shirt on. That's like
nice.
When we did the Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
We took the Usual Suspects cover and we made it when we did us on it.
It's funny.
Very original.
It's funny because Duddy here looks both unusual and suspect.
Oh, very suspect. His dick is going right into that camera. Oh, there's no other way around
hell yeah.
it.
It, will it be flaccid?
You look like a lesbian tennis player in that.
you look like you lost your virginity to a skateboard.
This looks like a picture of someone who was murdered.
I know.
Yeah, just like Linda was a nice gal.
His smile always lights up a room.
He picked up any cake he saw, and that's what I loved about him.
For fuck's sake, I love that is awesome. Though listening and aren't seeing this.
What year was that? Do you think, Duddy?
Oh well, I mean that had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah, easy.
So I mean that was probably around 2000.
Oh okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You do literally look like an extra from American Pie here. Totally. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who's the kid?
Oh, he's like the kid in the back of the class that says something dumb. You're an extra.
No, I was the stony kid in the background of every fucking movie from the 90s and shit.
You played bass in the band that performed at the party. You know what I mean? Like, you were that guy. Yeah.
He looks like he had a powder blue ruffle front suit on and he's playing.
Dude, Can't Hardly Wait? Are we talking Can't Hardly Wait? Hardly Wait right now. You know that movie. You know what I'm talking about. Dude, late 90s, like coming of age movies were the best back then.
Dude,
what happened?
You know what I just watched with my kid and my kids, and it totally fucking holds up. Encino Man.
Oh yeah.
What? I haven't revisited that.
Yeah. Ever. Pauly Shore.
I was laughing my ass off. Dude, Pauly Shore was killing me.
Yeah.
Oh, Pauly was the man back then.
When's the last time you saw Biodome?
Biodome.
Okay,
was the
shit. That's my next thing.
Yep.
Fucking last night.
No way.
I watched it last night because my kids loved fucking Pauly Shore so much.
Baldwin. Yeah.
From watching Encino Man.
Oh, dude.
That I was like, let's watch Biodome.
Well,
there was a lot more like making out and shit like that in Biodome.
Yeah.
So a couple times I was like, hey, guys.
A little weird, yeah.
Is it Son-in-Law?
Son-in-Law.
That was like his,
where he goes out to the farm. Like Pauly Shore meets a girl, but she's a farm. Pauly to the farmhouse.
I'll be back.
Dude, the 80s were the shit. And
Baby
the 90s.
Got back. Whoa. Am I right? Look at that ass. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Go to the next one. With shit stuffed into his pants and his ass is all out.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
This is backstage. When
look at that beefcake. Look at that beefcake, dude.
Jesus Christ.
What did, how, oh, that the was Photoshop.
It's Photoshop.
That was 3 days on keto, boys.
Oh, man. Yeah,
wait, there's one more.
It's a Photoshop of Tom where they carved out his rib area.
Look at that. Oh my God!
Look at that!
I'm like the Nicki Minaj of
he's obviously at work.
I am. What? Oh, I don't
this
give a fuck at work. Let me tell you something.
At work?
They don't. They do not. I do whatever the fuck I want. Like for real. I just because like I don't want to have a job. And if I got fired, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for me. In fact, I would probably just go hit it hard. And make some shit happen. But it'd
probably be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Probably,
like fucking.
But like also, I do need to like I can't lose my car and my house and you know what
Could
I mean.
Be the worst.
Yeah. But they know that, and so I'm just going on vape breaks every 20 minutes. And
dude, here's what it is: you make them laugh.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere.
Right. And I make them money too.
Yeah.
I do. Like, I'm good at it.
Yeah. Combo and you make them laugh.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're getting with you. They're happy to have you as long as they do.
Right.
You're on fucking TV soon.
Exactly.
And then,
and then they get to say, guess who used to work here?
Yeah.
And then that's fun too, you know?
Because, you know,
they'll make you employee of the month just to fucking put your plaque up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, one month he was a go-getter.
No one gets rid of the fucking comedy guy because, let's be honest,
vapor
laughing makes you feel good.
It's a currency.
You fucking segue. You get every sound.
So speaking of feeling good, this podcast has sponsors that make us feel good.
Oh,
and
hell yeah.
As always, Koi CBD. What an amazing product and amazing sponsor.
Have we ever talked about them on the...
Never.
I'm going to have to try some. I'm trying to foray into CBD. I'm trying to...
Oh, you haven't gotten into it much?
No. I've hit a couple pens a couple times, but it's always when I'm also smoking and drinking, so I don't really know exactly what it's doing to
me. Well, you're not going to, like...
It just takes
feel
away...
Feel it, you know, like... You're not going to be like, oh, I feel it.
It just,
like
brings down your, like, overall, like...
It definitely, like, gives me, like, a little bit of, like, stress relief, but, like, most of all, it's great for, like, you know, if you have, like, any, like, aches and pains...
Arthritis
and
stuff.
Stuff like that.
I like to say, you don't feel it, but you don't not feel it.
Yeah.
Remember that? I'm bringing that one back.
CBD is the weirdest thing in the world. Yeah. It's like, well, you love CBD. I love it. What does it do? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know. Yeah. It's just,
I'll
love
you
it.
This with Koi and Duddy and I always plug this. Yeah. No, this is a real plug. We're not reading.
Oh, no, I know.
Off. But it's, you fucking rub it on your knee. If your knee hurts, the pain goes away. But the tincture stuff, that's where it gets hard to tell. Like Duddy says, it just makes him feel calm.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been taking it for so long now that it's just part of my routine. But man, right when I really first started taking it, I definitely felt like a little bit of a sense of like, okay. I don't feel it like as if I took a Xanax or something.
Right.
But like,
right.
you know, I definitely realized that like 30, 40 minutes later, I'm like, oh yeah, I feel great. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
And also, things work different for different people. So
100%.
It could be, you know, like some people get maybe even some like mild euphoria from just being relaxed like that.
Totally.
100%. You know, that's, so there's definitely, but I want to try it. I want to start making it a part of my daily.
Yeah.
Like before I go to work, having a cup of coffee and a little CBD.
That's what I do.
It is. Yeah. You have to make it daily. And then you, a few days in, you just realize like, good.
It's hard to stay at a baseline of happiness.
Totally.
You know, like when you're doing well, I know, at least me, I will self-sabotage to not feel that good anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like not clean my room or something dumb that like subconsciously I'm less happy because I have a dirty, disgusting room with clothes all over the place. And I feel like CBD, from what I've heard, just lets you kind of stay on that like even keel. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I think it's just like anything too, with like, say you are, I'm going to start taking daily vitamins or something. You're not going to fucking feel it the first day you take those vitamins. Yeah. But if you keep it on a constant, you know, you're going to start to realize, oh man, I do feel more. I do have more energy. I do, you know, whatever. Yeah. So same with the CBD I found.
People are obsessed with instant gratification.
Totally.
Yeah. And pills will do that.
Yeah,
like you
take
a
volume and you're like, I feel great.
So if people think, oh, I take CBD, I didn't do that shit. I'm like, no, watch.
Give it some time.
You just don't feel the hurt back or the sore.
You were expecting to be like, oh.
No, you're not.
No.
So, what are those?
KoiCBD.com. And if you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off your order, people.
Hell yeah.
Give it a go. What was that?
Hey, we're back to the delay with the thing.
Hey, did we ever find a charger for the vape by any chance? May I?
And we're trying.
I love your devout crew. They really are awesome.
Oh, they're great.
That night that I first came here, I had so much fun. And yes, I was a three sheets from the wind, but I also just had so much fun. I was like, thank you, sir. I definitely want to keep coming around and doing stuff with you guys.
Oh, yeah,
it's just so
welcome.
Much fun.
You're welcome to come anytime.
It's okay if I vape, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah. Do whatever you want.
Vape tough.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
But also one more, On It, another great company. We love these this company. They have so many great products.
I love On It,
and that is O-N-N-I-T. The Alpha Brain. We love that here. I use it every single day with the Koi CBD. It just really helps you keep sharp. It helps the memory. But also, they have so many other great products. Jake's been running a lot, doing some little marathons. What have you been on?
On It's insane. I freaking love it. They have daily greens. I take that just to make sure I'm getting all my greens. I love that. And then, but what I've been taking for the running is before I run, and if I have a race, like the night before, I'll take electrolytes, and then I'll take it the morning I wake up, and then a little pre-workout right before the run.
Which one, the greens or Alpha Brain?
The greens, it's like a powder, and I just take it every day.
Oh, okay.
It's just powder. You put it in water, and like you're getting all your daily like green vitamins.
One with a cordyceps mushroom?
Oh, there's a few things. Yeah. They have mushroom tech. They have a mushroom thing that's good for like your immune system,
gut
and like
biome,
your guts.
And everything. Yeah,
and then they have a mushroom thing that's good for energy. I haven't gone down the mushroom road yet, but a lot of people love that.
Mushrooms are powerful, man.
Yeah, I should start trying their mushroomy
shit. If you think about it, like a mushroom is just a brain. It's just like all these, like when a mushroom's alive, it's just all these, like, I don't know if it has electronic pulses. I don't know, but it's like, it's built like a brain. Built like a brain. So it's like really smart fungi.
Yeah, no, I've been doing the mushroom coffee in the morning. I fucking love it. It's great. It's got like the lion mane in it, you know?
I don't even know. It's CTE, right? Is that,
the brain trauma thing?
I don't know. So
CTE is what NFL players get.
There's a thing that I put in my coffee when you said that I got on it.
Oh,
Brendan Schaub is like the one who keeps pumping it up.
It's like the XRT or XT.
MCT oil.
Yeah. So I've been tripping out on that. I got the MCT oil recently, and it's got Brendan Schaub's face on it.
What does it do for you? Just like makes you feel better?
I guess it's like you know how they say good fats. Like
yes.
Some people put like a block of like a butter in their coffee.
That's keto shit.
It's like a substitute for that. It gives you all these good fats for your day. Keep you feeling.
Maybe I should fuck with that if I'm doing the keto.
So I'm about like a week into that and it says keto friendly right on it.
Of course it is because fats are like the best.
That's so what it's all about,
you could like drink olive oil if you wanted to. It probably wouldn't be good for you.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been doing that anyway. Good.
Anybody who's listening.
Like Brennan Schaub. all beefy.
Yeah.
So yeah, you heard it. Onnit.com. That's O-N-N-I-T.
We just went on a tangent.
And if you /Duddy on that, you are going to get 10% off your order. Woo!
Still the delay on the tapper.
That's a huge percentage, if you ask me.
It is.
10%?
It's a huge percentage.
Because you drop a hundo. You know what? That $10 that you're going to save, you buy a drink for a girl with that or something. Boom. You know what I mean?
Now
that
you're getting the product and maybe laid.
Do you hear that? You buy Onnit with code word?
Duddy.
You are going to get laid too.
Yeah.
And that's a promise.
And they have a vitality mix.
Ooh.
Keep that, you know, make sure you're ready.
I only buy my pills from Alex Jones. That's all of my vitamins come from Alex Jones. No, I'm just kidding.
Look at you here, though. It looks like you've taken just a myriad of pills, and you're
the pill man.
Okay, for the listeners, he's got an absolute 100-yard stare. He's got like that serious look. This looks like you're a bowler and you're looking at a 7-10 split, and you're just like, all right, dude.
No, I'm a mall security guard whose lunch got stolen from the fridge.
No, you're in Jake's art gallery looking at a plastic penis.
And watching me up there like telling people it's about the government or something.
Yeah.
This represents the fight between
Halloween party is what that was. And I was she's a babe, huh?
She is a babe. Yeah.
Shout out to Alyssa Michaud.
That's some good looking shit right there, and she's cute too.
Look at you. You flatterer. Darn it. Yeah, but she's great. She's also from Massachusetts, actually.
We're just literally we're just flipping through your Instagram page and describing photos for people listening to our show.
I mean,
this is good pod. This is just hot
pod. Let's get into a segment here.
Really? Yeah, should
let's
we?
Do it.
Why? Let's keep doing this all night.
Let's get into Scary Zone.
Oh, you got a scary story for us?
I guess some scary
shit. We got a scary drop for you. Hold your things.
Have you ever been scared? Welcome to the Scary Zone.
Oh my god. All right, dude. So let me give you a little banger, and now let's hear your scary tale.
I have a lot, so it's not just one scary tale.
Dude, tell a few.
Get it going. Okay.
I get sleep paralysis.
Horrifying.
All the time. And it started when I was probably happened when I was younger. The first time I remember it was about 17 years old. I was in my room sleeping, lights were off, everything. And I wake up and there's this shadow figure over me, like this big, like thick black figure, and it's holding me down. And I, you know, can't move, sleep paralysis, you're just like, and so it was like, who knows what amount of time? Time isn't a thing when you have sleep paralysis. It could be 5 seconds, it feels like it could be an hour or whatever. And I finally get up and I'm swinging. I'm just like going around, because I'm convinced there's someone in my room holding me down. So I'm fighting for my life at this point. I run over. I hit the light. It turns on. No one's in there. I look at my door. I used to, this is probably weird, but not only did I used to lock my door, but I would wedge shit under my door so no one could get in. My sister was not very trustworthy. And
I set up a rope with tin cans.
Yeah, basically. Fucking weird kid. And no one was in there. And then this started to happen over and over. And recently, last year, some years I go an entire year without getting it. Sometimes I go, you know, a couple months, whatever. But when it comes back, it comes back. And last year, I was living in Hollywood, and I got it. It had been probably a year since I had gotten it, and I'm in the bed. And you're trying to get up. You can't move at all. You're just like idling back and forth in your own brain. Even though your body can't move, you're like trying to move your fucking energy, you know? And I see this tall, long black figure, you know, standing at the door. And there was a like a vent like that, but it was on the, you know, like the top of the vertical wall. And the figure just goes boop and disappears into the thing. Now, I'm used to it by now. I'm used to this. I'm like, oh, I'm just hallucinating, whatever. Mm-hmm. Next day, I get it again. This time, I'm sleeping on my side, so I'm looking at the floor, but I can't move. And everything's silent, and I feel something over me, but I can't look up. And I just hear, he's coming.
Oh, shitty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so now I wake up and I'm just like, it's sleep paralysis, dude. Just like, you know, just stay. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not that scary. This is just your brain playing tricks on you. And the next night, I get it again. 3 nights in a row. And this time, I see... And this reminded me so much of Nightmare on Elm Street. I see this thing just out of the corner of my eye. I'm not like looking at it straight on. I just see this thing. And I just hear little girls singing.
Oh, gross.
He's
lovely
coming,
or horrifying.
He's coming. Horrifying.
Ugh.
Horrifying. And then I wake up, whatever, go about my day, freaked out. Didn't get it again for probably 6 months. But that was scary. 3 days in a row. I thought I was going to have to, like, go get a fucking exorcism or something.
Yeah, you're like, if this continues, like, at what day do you just be like, all right, it's been 5 days now. I don't want to go to sleep. Yeah.
Right.
And who the fuck is coming?
Who's coming? Yeah. And because of that, and I've gotten it more recently. More recently, I had this old, decrepit woman that, because I've been sleeping with my lights on more recently, like, because I'll just fall asleep. It's not like I'm like, okay, time for bed, leave the lights on. It's just, I'll just like let myself fall asleep. And there was this old decrepit woman standing there. And like, when you have this sleep paralysis, you can't talk, but you can like think. You can like think things. Some people pray when they get it. Some people, you know, but I just was like in my head screaming, be gone, be gone. It was just so weird. It's like I become this completely different like person when I get sleep paralysis. It's so crazy.
You're thrown into like a medieval land for a bit where you have to like defend yourself.
It's like Insidious, the movie Insidious. Oh, totally. It's a lot like that. Like, and but then also I've had good sleep paralysis. I've had like what I think was like when it was happening, it was my uncle who died. And like, you know what I mean? And I know it's sleep paralysis. I know there's a completely scientific way to explain all this. And it's just like, you know, things going on in your brain. But dude, when it's happening, it could not seem more real.
It's almost like you're in between awake and dreaming or something.
And like, there have been times where I just am there. I don't see anything, but my body's just vibrating. It's really weird shit. Some people, that's probably, people think they're getting abducted by aliens when that happens too.
That's
totally.
Totally. A lot of people do try to say that, like maybe it's a sleep paralysis thing and you're seeing these.
Listen, I just don't want to sound crazy. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm sure I could jump to some pretty weird conclusions if I wanted to, but I'd rather just be like, I mean, it's better for me to just be like, sleep paralysis. You know, I don't want to believe I'm being haunted or abducted or
going to go down that road.
As long as it's just people like, warning you. venue of him coming.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he came and I'm now inhabited by the man that they were telling about. But
it was Teddy.
Oh my God! He's like, I would really like to be a part of.
Yes, I enjoy your body. It's a very comfortable place to live.
And just, I love the that was funny with the little girl thing. It's just like, what is there anything more lovely and also could be horrifying? Same thing.
Yeah. It changed the way I watch Nightmare on Elm Street now, because like before it was a complete
one, two, Freddy's coming.
But now I watch, I'm like, wow, did the guy who wrote this or whoever wrote this, did they go through this and that's what gave them the idea for Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
You know?
Could be.
Oh, shit. Like, he's getting you in your dream.
Like, that's like, because obviously nothing has happened to me. It's like all completely like I'm safe, but like the idea of being murdered in your sleep, when are you more vulnerable?
Yeah.
It's just great horror writing. You know what I mean?
Awesome. So there's that. Well, yeah, let's cap it. Oh, no.
Have you ever been scared?
It's just too good.
Have you ever been?
Welcome to the scary zone.
Spooky. Yeah, so I don't know if that was
pulling up spooky images.
I don't know if that was scary enough for you guys.
Oh,
but
it was great.
Yeah, they call that, I think, the Black Witch, that picture they were showing. Because I've had women before, but then I've also had men. I've had women and I've had men.
So they're man. Scary. So you said you had a decrepit older lady.
It's more like it's kind of like, it was like an older woman with a white face, like a really white face. Like,
I've you had a couple times in my life I've woken up and couldn't quite move for a minute, but
like
I've never
that.
Seen it.
Look at that.
I've never had
look
it.
That. Oh, look at that.
I'm so glad I've never seen anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it. I don't think I've ever had sleep paralysis.
I can remember a few times.
Definitely getting some goddamn chills right now looking at that
shit. Yeah, that's creepy.
Well, I'm getting some text here. We do have a meeting to get
to. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good, but I still want to get to this next segment.
Oh, we got another drop. This one is the shit pants. We're going to Poopersville. We're going to, and how perfect the train was, and Tom's
blowing smoke
out of his mouth.
They call me Steamboat.
Now we're going to hear about some smoke coming out of your butt.
Yeah, well, I hope not. But so I've shit my pants only twice in my entire life that I know of. I'm sure I've been hammered before, you know. But so the first time I shit my pants, I was sick, but I had a paper route, okay? And, man, I needed that money.
Oh, wow.
I wanted that money. It was Saturday. It was payday. It was when they paid, and you get your tips. You know, you make a couple extra bucks. You go out, you get a video game, whatever. I got to go do my paper route, okay? So my mom offers to drive me this day, so I don't have to go ride my bike. So she's going to drive me. I hop out, whatever. But we're riding, and you know, I'm like halfway through and I'm just sick and I just and I just and I was like,
oh no, mama.
So my mom was like, what? What happened?
Oh, that was a good sound effect too.
And then I was just like, I think I pooped my pants. And then she was like, no.
Too bad it wasn't the toilet paper route.
But luckily you had a paper.
So luckily we were like kind of close. She dropped me home, and my mom being the good mom she is, she like went and finished it for me.
Oh, good mom.
But, you know, that was the first time. And then actually I thought of a second time. I don't know if it's even that interesting, but it was just like So I had like this group of friends outside of my high school that I did improv comedy with, and we did like theater and stuff, and we would all hang out. And I hadn't seen any of them for like a year plus, because we were all going off to college, whatever, and we were all getting back together to have like a, you know, a party, like we were gonna go drinking, you know? And my buddy picks me up, we're in his car, we're going. And, you know, just ride and go into the place. We're all meeting at like some loft in Nashua, New Hampshire. And so I'm sitting in a seat, and I think I either coughed or sneezed or did something. And yeah, I shit my pants. Oh. It wasn't that bad though. Like, it wasn't like where like I held it together. I was like, you know, just don't smell. Just don't smell.
Just be a smelly one.
Just don't smell.
Please don't smell.
They always smell.
They always do. But, you know, I had the window down, you know, and we were like 3 minutes away.
You're like, all I got to do is get to the bathroom and somehow exactly. just get rid get of these
there.
Underwear.
We get there. We get there. We go up to the... up to the loft, and we get out, and the elevator opens, and everybody's there. Everybody's like right there. So they're like, Tom, and then like, you know, like, and it's all these girls that I've been trying to hook up with for years, and they're all giving me hugs. And then like my friends are coming up, they're like, yo, what up, dude? What up, bro? And I'm just like, I gotta go to the bathroom just for once, you know, like. And I went in there, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I gonna do? And I pull out my underwear, and they weren't that bad. It was like just a little baby little spot.
Little
it was just a little spot.
Little,
but I didn't know what it was going to be like. And
just a little spot. Just a little specker.
And so I take my underwear off. There's a window that opens, you know, like not all the way. It was like one of those ones that just goes like that. And I just...
I don't know who's down. I don't know what's down.
Sorry,
there.
Bud.
Sorry,
bud.
What if that what's fell going on your head?
Huh?
What's going on outside that window? Do you know?
It was dark. It was like, this was like an industrial yard that they converted into lofts. Like, so it was like a lot of businesses and like, and it was after hours.
So someone would have just thought it was probably a bomb or something.
Yeah, it would be. But like, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, you know? And I pulled my pants back on and I go outside and everybody was like, what took you so long? And I was just like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I wasn't in there that long. Oh, sorry, I was on the phone.
Yeah, you just yelled at him. It didn't even smell.
Yeah.
What's up with Tom? It was just a spot.
It was only a spot.
It was just a
little baby. Then I dive out the window.
I was hooking up with some hot chicken there. Looking.
Yeah.
You didn't see her?
Where did she go? She disappeared.
Yeah, out the window.
She's a time traveler.
I think she threw her underwear.
She's a
Has anybody told you you look like an old prospector from the Wild West that like got teleported onto Melrose Avenue currently?
No, that's not.
Get like an old cowboy. You're like an old cowboy that time traveled fucking Obey.
I can see
Obey store or whatever.
I could see you working hard with a pickaxe on the side of a train track or something.
These are compliments.
No, you're like like fashioning a fucking crucifix. I don't know.
For the last person that got shot on Main Street. These are Wild West times, everyone.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm running out of them.
I do have a Wild West name. It's Deputy D.B. Featherwhistle.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What would mine be?
The Grand Cranyon. The Cran Granyon.
The Cran Granyon.
That's me?
No, that's where we're
instead
I'm
of
from.
The Cran Granyon?
Yeah. That's where he's from, D.B. Featherwhistle.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
Yeah, what would you
what
be?
Would yours be?
I feel like it would have to be like Gus. Gus Chumpton.
Gus the Spot.
Sheriff. Chumpton. Sheriff Gus Chumpton.
Oh, Gus Chumpton.
Sheriff Spot.
AKA AKA Spot.
AKA, wait, so is it?
Spot Frecklewood.
So it's Sheriff Gus Spot Chumpton or Frecklewood?
Spot Frecklewood is
Spot Frecklewood. Gus Spot Frecklewood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call me Spot. Frecklewood. The name is Gus Featherwood.
You look like a blacksmith to me.
Oh, yeah, I can fuck with that.
We already have
you got a blacksmith. Who's blacksmith?
Our keyboard player, because he's black.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And
his last name is Smith.
His name is Smith, so we just call him Blacksmith.
Oh, there you go.
He's not even the blacksmith.
He took the job, okay?
Yeah.
He took the job. But I'm happy to be.
And he's good with metal.
But I'm like the kind of sheriff where like I'm also at the saloon all day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting fucked up with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a great shot. So it's like someone comes in, I'm just like,
hey.
You know?
Yeah, you look like a,
And I'm fucking all of the prostitutes.
I absolutely see that.
Because I go, I can get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. And they go, don't get me in trouble.
Oh, Frecklewood.
Yeah. Yep. They call me that for a reason.
A freckled boner.
Yep.
A lot of guys have their favorite prostitute, and it's almost like they're almost together, but but you have all of them.
That would be Candace, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's my favorite.
Candy,
Candy.
We call her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't so sweet, if you know what I mean. I don't know what that.
But you call her Candace. You got something special there.
Yeah, because we're special. We have a special bond. Mm-hmm. I brought her on a picnic once.
Yeah.
I met her stepdad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. His name is Framulus.
Framulus, okay. Dude. Oh, Scott Frecklewood.
I call her Kansas.
Oh, shit.
Ohio. Oh, how you doing? We're losing
all
our
right,
minds.
Let's do this thing.
I told you if I smoke weed.
Oh, we're about to.
Where do people find you?
Oh, okay. Fake Tom Whalen on Instagram, iTunes. I think if you search my name, you'll get my podcast. Got a new podcast called, podcast coming out called Shagging Balls. It's going to be an XFL
nice.
Podcast.
We'll put a link in.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's not out yet, but we got it coming out. And other than that, just, just Google me and subscribe to everything, I guess.
Do
you know?
That.
Yeah.
That is
YouTube.
The best thing anyone could ever yeah. Google me just and subscribe Google. To everything.
Yeah. Go to my fucking Instagram and you'll see everything.
Yeah.
And you'll figure it out from there.
Come out to my shows, watch my roast battles. We'll have a good time. We'll drink after.
Nice. Right on. Thank you guys so much. Another super fun episode. I'm feeling good with Duddy. Thanks to everyone here at Reamp Studios, as always. Big shout out to Surf Roots. Thank you guys for all the love. And also, go to CutlassBrand.com and put in Feeling Good in checkout for 20% off your order. What else, Jake?
Fucking
anything?
Hell. Yeah, if you want to check out my show, I do a live show on Instagram Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 a.m. West Coast time. It's called The Morning Ride Show. That's about all I got. Dude.
That's all we got today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Also, if you've been listening to the show and you have been enjoying it, please give us some comments, give us some reviews. It helps us show gets noticed, helps us keep going. Yeah, yeah. Boom.
Two avalanches. Feed the geese.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
I make jellyfish in the shower.
The more lizards, the better.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys. Hell yeah. Dude, that was fun.
That was
awesome, Tom.
Was
thank you.
Dude, that fucking prank call had me fucking dying.
Oh, dude, I love this.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.